what not to do, shaming sickness, or treating positive thinking as the gospel when ministering to someone influenced by Christian Science, New Thought, Unity, or Mind Cure spirituality, one of the most important warnings is this: do not shame sickness. Some spiritual systems teach that sickness is unreal, or that disease is caused by wrong thought, fear, spiritual ignorance, or failure to align with divine law. Other versions teach that positive thinking can unlock health, prosperity, and personal success. These ideas can sound hopeful at first, but they can become crushing when a person remains sick. Imagine a woman with cancer who says, "I must not be thinking positively enough." Imagine a man with chronic pain who says, "Maybe my faith is defective." Imagine a grieving parent who says, "I attracted this tragedy somehow." Imagine a struggling student who says, "If I were spiritually aligned, my life would be perfect." A Christian leader must not add to that burden. Do not say, "You just need more faith." Do not say, "Stop being negative." Do not say, "Real Christians should always be healthy." Do not say, "Your suffering proves you are spiritually failing." That is not the gospel. The gospel does not teach that positive thinking saves us. The gospel does not teach that the body is an illusion. The gospel does not teach that suffering always disappears if we speak the right words. The gospel proclaims Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, reigning, and coming again. Jesus healed real bodies. Jesus wept real tears. Jesus touched real suffering. Jesus died a real death and rose in a real body. Christian hope is embodied hope. That means we pray for healing, but we do not blame the sick. We encourage faith, but we do not shame weakness. We speak hope, but we do not deny grief. We honor medicine, wisdom, and proper care. We trust God, but we do not pretend every painful question is simple. A Christian leader should also avoid treating positive thinking as the same thing as biblical faith, gratitude, hope, courage, and renewed thinking matter. Romans 12 teaches transformation by the renewing of the mind. But biblical faith is not mental magic. It is trust in the living God. When someone has been shaped by mind cure spirituality, ask carefully, has this belief brought peace or pressure? Have you ever felt blamed for being sick? What would it mean to let God meet you in suffering, not only remove suffering? Would it help to hear how Jesus cared for people in pain? Do not shame sickness. Do not preach positivity as gospel. Bring people gently to Christ, who meets embodied souls with truth, mercy, and hope.